两个礼拜以前，我在这边讲到耶稣基督骑驴子进耶路撒冷的故事。
Two weeks ago, I was here talking about the story of how Jesus Christ was on a donkey entering into Jerusalem.
那里的信息就是说主要用它。
The message says that the Lord needs it.
过了十天，我在洛杉矶时报上面也看见，在第一版就有这样的新闻。
Ten days later, on the first page of Los Angeles Times, that there's such a news.
不知道你们有没有人读《洛杉矶时报》的
？I don't know if you read LA Times.
有没有看见在礼拜四的新闻？礼拜四的头一版上是说什么
？Did you read on the first page on Thursday?
看《洛杉矶时报》。
Don't we have anyone read LA Times?
Don't remember.
Not important.
你读了没有？对 Donkeys in the Promised Land
是讲这个在这个应许之地的驴子。
他那里也举了两个例子，一个讲了巴兰的驴，一个讲了耶稣基督所骑的驴。
I talk about two examples. One is Balan's donkey, and another one is the donkey that Jesus Christ rode on.
我想，好家伙，这《洛杉矶时报》传起福音来了哈。
And I say, wow, LA Times spread gospel.
后来下看下去不是，他说在耶路撒冷的驴被虐待。
And as I continue to read, I realize that they talk about the donkeys were abused in Jerusalem.
但是这也叫我想起，在圣经里面驴的故事不止一则。
But that reminded me of that many stories about donkey more than one.
最后我就花了一点时间研究一下在圣经里的驴子。
Then I spent some time to study other donkeys in the Bible.
因为当主耶稣对门徒说主要用他要用那些驴驹的时候
When Jesus said to the disciples that the Lord wants to use the donkey
免得其他的驴觉得不是 equal time 觉得他们没有得到公平的待遇
Lest other donkeys felt that it may not be equal time they didn't receive fair just a treatment
所以我们也看看圣经里面其他的驴怎么样被神所用
So let us study that what are other donkeys that how they were used by the Lord.
当然，在马太福音二十一章跟马可福音十一章里面所讲那个驴，神主要用它，我们就知道神也有意思。主耶稣把我们这些人当作他可用的器皿。
In Matthew chapter 21 and Mark chapter 11 and talk about the donkeys that the Lord wanted to use it, also implies that Lord wants to use us as His instruments.
有时候我在想，不晓得神用驴子容易些呢，还是用我们这些人容易些
？Sometimes I wonder whether it's easier for the Lord to use a donkey or it's easier for the Lord to use us.
因为有些时候我们的脾气跟驴子一样硬的。
For sometimes our temperament is as stubborn as that of a donkey.
我们有很多很多自己的意见。
Many times we're very opinionated.
什么都可以，就是不愿意听神的话。
That everything we'll be willing to do except listening to the word of God.
所以今天我们读圣经里的驴子，这些驴子为我们平反。
So today we study about a donkey, and maybe the donkey will have something to say to support us.
那这里我们看看二十二章创世纪二十二章，这是圣经里面第一次出现驴子。
Chapter 22, this is the first time the donkey ever appeared in the Bible.
我相信圣经里面每一件事情第一次出现都很重要。
I think that there's always the significance of everything that if it's first time appearance in the Bible.
其实我不应该说它第一次出现，因为出现很多次数，这里讲的是讲的亚伯拉罕的驴。
Maybe I should not talk about this is the first time it appeared, but this is the first time it talked about the donkey that Abraham rode on.
所以第二十二章讲到这里驴的故事。
Chapter 22 talk about the story regarding a donkey.
如果大家喜欢，我们下次几次都一直在讲驴的故事。
If you like it, we'll go on with this donkey story.
我们读二十二章第一节开始。
Let us start from chapter 22, verse 1.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭亚伯兰清早起来背上驴带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒也劈好了燔祭的柴就起身往神所指示他的地方去了这里在圣经里面就提到了亚伯拉罕的驴
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I'll tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. This is the time that the Bible talked about the donkey. And Abraham rode on.
我想很多人读创世纪二十二章都读过了。
I think many have read Genesis chapter 22.
但是我们的注意力放在亚伯拉罕身上，放在以撒身上。
Oftentimes we pay attention to Abraham and Isaac.
最多也不过放在仆人身上。
Mostly we may pay a little attention to the servants.
或者也有人很偶然会注意到劈好的柴。
Perhaps some would think about the pile of the wood.
但是这里今天我们从驴的眼光来读这些圣经不大一样。
But yet, if we read the Bible from the perspective of a donkey, then we will realize the difference there.
因为这个驴它虽然没有说话，不像巴兰的驴会说话。
For this donkey, it does not speak, not like another donkey in the Old Testament.
但是它却是这件事情观察者，或者见证人之一。
But he would be considered as one of the observers or the witness.
那这件事情我们讲的是什么事呢？就是亚伯拉罕要献以撒的事情。
What did we talk about? This is the incident about Abraham offered Isaac.
请注意这里神的话是非常有意思的。
Here, pay attention to the word of God, which is very interesting.
他说你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。
Here talked about take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
他说要往摩利亚地去，在那里，在我所指示你的山上，要把它献为燔祭。
And go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I'll tell you about.
神的指令是非常清楚的。
God's command is very clear.
但是神的话也真是会挖人的心啊。
But yet, the word of God is really piercing through people's hearts.
如果就是清楚来讲，他可以很清楚、很明白对亚伯兰说：“把你的儿子以撒在摩利亚山上献为燔祭，就完了。”
Clearly, he said to Abraham, he could say like this: "Just take your son Isaac, and offer him up. Go to the region of Moriah. That's it."
但是他说：“你的儿子，你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。”
But he talked about take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
在神要亚伯拉罕把他儿子献为以撒的时候，在一再的提醒他，他多么爱他的儿子。
When God wanted Abraham to offer his son Isaac, he reminded him again and again how much he loved his son.
那这个正是他的独生的儿子最爱的以撒。
This is his only son, his most favorite, most loved son.
我姐姐很有手艺。
My older sister is very good at crafts.
所以她每一个我这几个孩子，包括这个老三生下来的时候，她都一人给他们做一个 quilt.
All my children, including my youngest one, that when they were born, everyone she made a quilt for them.
不是老三讲错了，是我的孙子，还不是儿子。
Even including my grandchildren.
那这个呢？我姐姐最近做了三床被子。
Recently, my sister made three blankets.
因为她有个好朋友，她添了，她的媳妇生了三胞胎。
For she has a very good friend that her daughter-in-law gave birth to triplets.
我姐姐自己没有女儿。
My sister doesn't have daughters.
所以特别喜欢女孩子。
So she really favored daughters.
这个三个孩子中间有一个是女孩子。
Among the triplets, one of them is a girl.
所以他就做了一个 quilt 给他，那个给这个给他这个做了三个 quilt 给女孩子 quilt 特别花功夫。
So she made quilts for them, for particularly for this girl. She spent lots of time on it.
每一个方块都是一个心坐在上面。
Every square has a heart on top of it.
而在那个心上面有很多很多的字。
And then on that heart-shaped thing, that there's many characters or alphabets. And everyone has different wording.
有些叫做 sweetheart.
Some say sweetheart.
Sugar.
蜜糖。
蜜糖。Everything.
每个字每个都有。
我不知道在哪里找出那么多形容女孩子可爱的话。
I don't know where did she find so many wordings to describe how pretty a girl is.
最后两个心呢，他写什么字呢
？The last two hearts, you know what she wrote on them?
像中，要他拼的英文是写的中文的，其实用英文拼的。
She used romanization to have the Chinese words there.
这边写心肝，那边写宝贝。
Most favored, precious, treasured one.
Heart and what do you call that? Well,
on the tip of the heart, something.
所以我相信以撒大概是亚伯拉罕的心肝宝贝。
So I can imagine that maybe Isaac is the most favored on in the heart of like apple of his eye for Abraham.
我知道我讲到心肝宝贝，我太太一定会在心里讲到另外一个人。
I know that when I use that Chinese term, my wife would think of another person.
因为我们教会里有个姊妹，她的儿子，她就叫她心肝宝贝。
For we have used to be in this church, there's a sister. She called her son as the babe most treasured one.
而她这个心肝宝贝一定要翻成英文很肉麻的字才有意思。
那怎么翻呢 ？How do you do it？
这个儿子到十五岁了，这妈妈还在当众叫他心肝宝贝。
So when the son reaches 15 years old, mom would call him that nickname in public.
所以这里我不知道亚伯拉罕对以撒多大不晓得。
I don't know how old Isaac was at the time.
也许也就十几岁吧。
Perhaps he was in his teens.
而他这是他最爱的以撒。
His most beloved Isaac.
但是神吩咐亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献为燔祭。
But God commanded Abraham to offer his son up as a burnt offering.
那这里我们看见什么呢
？What do we see? Read here.
我们看见亚伯拉罕的顺服。
We realize the obedience of Abraham.
当你读下去的时候，你会发现以撒的顺服。
As you continue on, you will realize the obedience of Isaac.
那这个驴子，他所见证的，我们今天从这个驴子故事身上所要看见的教训是什么呢
？So, what did the donkey testify? What kind of lessons do we learn here?
我们知道神用亚伯拉罕，神用以撒。
We know that God used Abraham, God used Isaac.
所以我相信这个驴子所看见的是亚伯拉罕、以撒身上他完全的顺服和完全甘心乐意的奉献。
So what the donkey had observed is the total surrender or total obedience and the total willingness to offer from Abraham and Isaac.
当神吩咐亚伯拉罕要去献以撒的时候
，When God commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac，
你读第二节跟第三节中间没有任何的间断。
As you read verse 2 and 3， there is no break in between these two verses.
神说要把它献为燔祭，下面你就看见亚伯拉罕清早起来。
God said to sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Then the following verse, early the next morning, Abraham got up.
他就带着仆人，他的儿子背上了驴，把柴放在上面，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。
So he took with his servants his son Isaac and saddled a donkey, and they set out to the place where God intended for them to go.
亚伯拉罕的顺服没有一点点的迟慢。
That he did not delay his obedience.
而且你看这一段路是相当长的路，因为第四节说，到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远的看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。”就回到你们这里来。
And that was a rather long journey, because you read on as the first. Four talked about on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to the servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there.
弟兄姊妹，你晓不晓得在这三天中间，亚伯拉罕有很多很多的时间去思想。
Do you know that in those 3 days, Abraham can take a lot of time to reflect, to ponder?
在这个三天中间，你也可以说有很多时间给他后悔。
In these 3 days, you could also say that he had plenty of opportunities to regret.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有开车出去都开到一半，忽然想起一件事情，想想回头回到回去了。
I don't know if you have ever experienced as you drive out and halfway there, you think about something and then you turn back.
你要去一个地方，后来想想，哎，还是不要去，回去了。
You want to go certain place, you thought about it again, and you decide not to go, and then you turn back.
你本来往某地方去，在路上想起一件更重要的事情，就拐弯往别的地方去了。
When you set out for some place, you thought about something more important, then you make a turn and go somewhere else.
弟兄姊妹们，亚伯兰在这个三天中间有很多的时间可以思想。
In that 3 days, brothers and sisters, Abraham could have so much time to think about this.
他可以想到说，也许我这个决定太匆忙了吧，回家再问问主看看怎么样。
He could have thought about maybe my decision is too hasty. I should go back home and ask the Lord again. What should I do?
也许不一定问问神。他说，我至少应该问问撒拉吧。
Perhaps I should not ask the Lord again, but at least maybe I should ask my wife Sarah.
因为以撒也是撒来的儿子。
For Isaac was born by Sarah.
也许他就想，奇怪，这个命令恐怕不是从神来的吧。
Maybe he will wonder, perhaps this command is not from God.
因为他可以心里想，如果神 要把我的儿子以撒献为燔祭，当初为什么要把他给我呢？
For he could have thought about, had God wanted me to sacrifice Isaac as burnt offering, why would he give him to me in the first place?
当初不是我们祷告的时候神就给了我们吗？
When I prayed, God has given him to us.
或者更准确的说，我们还没有要祷告的时候神就把他给了我们呢？
More accurately speaking, even before we pray, God had granted him to us.
并且在他的身上有许多的预言将要应验。
And then on him that there are many promises waiting to be fulfilled.
你知道亚伯拉罕得了以撒并不容易。
You know that it's very difficult. It's not easy at all for Abraham to get Isaac.
他曾经犯了很多的错误。
He has made many mistakes.
他从前想在他家里生下的大马色人以利以谢就算是他的儿子，继承他的家业。
He thought that there is someone born in the family would be considered as his descendant, would take the inheritance.
他又以为他就要从他的妾夏甲那里得到的儿子以实玛利可以算他的儿子。
Maybe he thought about from his maidservant Hagar that he got a son by the name of Ishmael that would be considered as his descendant.
但是神说你的儿子要撒拉所生的儿子要成为你的儿子。
But God said that the son that was given birth by Sarah will be called as your son.
并且他说并且他们在不幸的时候还喜笑，撒拉还真的暗笑，神说不然明年这时候一定要生儿子。
I went in the midst of misbelief that Sarah chuckled, God says, no, next year at this time, she must give birth to a son.
并且亚伯兰知道这个儿子身上他要发展出整个国度来。
Abraham knew that from his son that a kingdom would be developed.
他说万国要因你的儿子得福。
That he said that all the nations will be blessed through your son.
如果他献为燔祭，神的旨意怎么样能够成全呢？
Had he sacrificed his son as a burnt offering, how will the will of God be fulfilled?
在这个三天中间，亚伯兰可以想起这些事情，可能怀疑自己的决定，也可能他怀疑听见神的声音是否正确。
In these 3 days, he could think of all these matters. He could doubt whether his decision was accurate and whether he had heard God right.
并且以撒的名字称作欢笑。
And also the name of Isaac means joy.
他老年所生的儿子以撒一定带给这个家庭许多的欢乐。
During his senior years that he has this son Isaac who would bring all the joy to this family.
他想起以撒所带给他的快乐，他想起他的儿子在家庭生活中间多么美满，他怎么能够忍心把他献为燔祭呢？
He thought about the happiness that his son brought to them. He thought about the happy moments in this family. How could he ever sacrifice his son as a burnt offering?
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这三天中间，亚伯兰有很多很多机会可以懊悔，可以回头。
So brothers and sisters, in that 3 days, Abraham had many opportunities that he could regret, he could turn back.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，亚伯兰不是这样。
But the Bible told us that Abraham was not like that at all.
亚伯兰一心相信神的命令，他也相信，即便他把以撒献为燔祭，神能够叫他从死里复活。
He believed single-mindedly that God's promise, and he believed that even he sacrificed Isaac, God can raise him from the dead.
因着他坚定的信心，他三天里面没有走回头的路，一直往前面去。
Because of his firm belief and faith, in that 3 days he didn't turn back at all. He just continued to move head on.
这里记载的很有意思。
Here it's quite interesting.
他说亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那个地方。
Here it says that Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
我不晓得这里有什么暗示没有。
I don't know what's spoken in between the lines.
但是弟兄姊妹记不记得在新约里面有一次主耶稣讲到亚伯拉罕他远远仰望我的日子。
Did you remember in the New Testament that the Bible says that in the days that when Abraham looked up to me in the distance?
他说看见了既看见了就欢喜。
When he saw that he was happy.
圣经没有确定的解释说这个亚摩利摩利亚山是不是就是亚伯拉罕在那里仰望耶稣看见耶稣的日子。
The Bible did not specifically tell us whether Mount Moriah was the place that where Abraham looked up in the distance.
但是这里的笔法他说亚伯拉罕远远的看见那个地方使我们想到他可能透过空间在时间的将来远远的看见所要成就的事。
But here the writing style says that he looked up in the distance, maybe through time and space, he could see that what is about to be fulfilled in the future.
这里第五节说，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Verse 5 says that he said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲的是什么？
What did it talk about here, brothers and sisters?
亚伯拉罕对于献儿子为燔祭这件事情当作对神的一个敬拜。
Abraham sacrificed his son as his way of worshiping God.
换句话说，他因为敬拜神的缘故，他愿意顺服神一切的命令。
In other words, for the sake of worshiping God, he was willing to obey all the commands from God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们讲到被主所使用，我们所要的条件是什么？
So the necessary condition for us to be used by God would be?
头一件事情，我们就要像亚伯拉罕这里所有的表现。
The first and foremost is that we ought to be like Abraham.
我们要认识我们的生命是一个敬拜，我们生命向着神是一个奉献。
We ought to know that our life is worship.
不管神要我们做什么事，
our life is an offering, regardless what God intends for us to do.
不管神叫我们做什么事情，甚至他不要我们做什么事情，只要我们把生命放在手中，他的手中也是我们最高的侍奉。
Whether God wants us to do something or even God doesn't want us to do anything, as long as we offer our lives in God's hands, that will be the utmost offering worship to God.
他说你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
He said that stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you.
这里我们就想到亚伯拉罕的信心。
Here it reminded us of the faith of Abraham.
在希伯来文里面，这里第二个我们是不明显的。
In Hebrew, the second we here, we are unclear about this.
中文的翻译就没有第二我们，他说我与童子往那里拜一拜就回到你们这里来，他不晓得是一个人还是两个人。
The Chinese translation doesn't have the plural pronoun again, so as we read it, we would not know whether they will return as two people or one person.
但这里的话无论是一个人或者两个人都表明亚伯拉罕的信心。
Regardless two or one, they all reflect Abraham's faith.
如果这里英文的翻译是准确，翻作多数，我们就回到
If the English translation as the plural pronoun says we will come back here,
就证明亚伯拉罕的信心。刚才我说，他相信他即使以撒献为燔祭，神也能叫他从死里复活。
It proves about his faith that even if he sacrificed Isaac as a burnt offering, God can raise him from the dead.
但弟兄姊妹们，底下你读的事情是非常有趣的。
As we continue, it's even more interesting.
第六节说，亚伯拉罕把燔祭和的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
Verse 6 says that Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together.
这里的火就是火种，是要把它献为，要把柴点上的。
The fire is to be used to burn the wood.
这里呢，他说二人同行。
As the two of them went on together.
第七节，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？” 亚伯兰说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。
Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide for the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together.
这里注意二人同行这几个字。
Focus on the two of them went on together.
这个是非常美的图画。
It's a very beautiful picture.
你在任何一个地方看见父亲跟儿子一起走路，两个人同行同行，都是很美的事情。
Wherever you see that the father and son walk together, that they went on together with one heart, it's so beautiful.
你任何一个时候看见夫妻两个人同行，都是非常美的事情。
And any moment you see the couples walk together like that, it's beautiful.
我不晓得你们走路怎么走的哈。
I don't know how you walk together.
我相信夫妻俩坐久了以后，走路的快慢就显出来了。
And I think the couples, if they've been married for a long time, and then their pace will show up.
头一年结婚的时候，两个人走路步调都是一样的。
The first year when after they get married, that their pace will be the same.
不晓得谁走得快，谁走得慢的。
Don't know which one is faster, which one is slower.
过去这个八天，我们远东我们公司有一个短宣的计划。
In the last 8 days, Far East Broadcasting Company has a short-term mission plan.
有一对夫妇从北加州过来。
There was a couple coming from Northern California.
他们今天是他们的结婚一周年纪念。
Today is their first anniversary.
所以你看得出来，这对夫妇们呢，他们都是两个走路速度一样快的。
You can see that their paces as they walk, they have the same rate.
不像我跟我太太这个结婚若干年之后，走路的速度就不一样了。
Not like me and my wife after many years of marriage, that our steps, our paces are different.
你看看那两个夫妻结婚时间久了以后，走路的步调总是不一样的。
The longer you see that they get married, that their steps will be different.
有时候先生走得很快很快很快，太太后面拼命赶，拼命追，拼命追。
Sometimes the husband walks very fast, and the wife would try to catch up behind him.
有些时候也不是这样，因为先生是按照正常的步调，不过太太呢要看橱窗。
So sometimes it's not like this, the husband takes the normal steps, but the wife does window shopping, so take her a long time.
我不知道是不是有很多太太走在前面，先生在后面跟着慢慢走的。
I don't know whether there's any time that the wife walks in front of the husband just slowly strolled along.
但是我太太最大的抱怨说，你走慢一点好不好？
My wife often complains, slow down.
所以夫妻二人同行是很美的一件事情。
So the couple, if they can walk together at the same pace, would be beautiful.
这里父子二人同行也是非常美的事。
Here, the father and the son walk together, that it's beautiful.
你说以撒知不知道神给亚伯拉罕的命令？
Would you say that whether Isaac knew that God had commanded Abraham?
如果他不知道神的命令，他怎么会问父亲啊？火与柴都有了，燔祭的羊羔在哪里？
If he didn't know, why would he ask that, Father, the fire and the wood are here. Where is the offering lamb?
但是弟兄姊妹们，我不相信神对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，以撒听见。你要把独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒献为燔祭，以撒不一定听得见。
But brothers and sisters, I don't believe that when God told Abraham to do so, Isaac heard it. I think Isaac may not hear it.
所以他才问燔祭的羊羔在哪里。
That's why he would ask, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
他可能没有听见神说要把以撒他自己献为燔祭。
Isaac may not hear that God says that sacrifice Isaac for the burnt offering.
我不晓得在这里你们觉得以撒是特别笨还是特别聪明。
I don't know whether you wonder Isaac is especially stupid or he's very smart.
为什么亚伯兰说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，以撒就不问话了呢？
Why, when Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and then Isaac then became quiet.
第一个表现就是以撒在家里是非常顺服的孩子。
The first possibility is that Isaac was very obedient at home.
今天我的女儿在这里，我就不拿我们家里做例子。
My daughter is here, so we won't use my family as an example.
但是亲爱的年轻人， young people, please, look at Isaac.Is he or was he not an obedient son?
年轻人看一看以撒，他是一个顺服的还是不顺服的儿子？
And do you think he's stupid or not?
你觉得他是愚蠢的还不愚蠢？
Because he's stupid, he's obedient. Is that right?
因为他很蠢，所以他是顺服的，对吗？
我相信不是这样子。
I don't think so.
当以撒在那里问，而亚伯拉罕回答之后，他所表现的顺服不是一次两次，而是他经常的表现，他生命的表现。
When Isaac asked, Abraham answered. What Isaac showed is not just once or twice, rather it's a constant act of obedience.
这是他生命中间的学习。
This is what he learned in his life.
但是我想以撒不是很愚笨。
But I don't think Isaac was stupid.
他心里大概也慢慢的想，开始明白，哦，可能我就是那个燔祭。
He started thinking about it. Maybe he gradually realized that perhaps I am that burnt offering.
他心里明白的时候，他不需要问出来。
When he realized that, he didn't have to ask.
他是一个有感觉的人，当他感到有一些事情要发生在身上的时候，他并没有抱怨，也没有说出来。
He is a person with senses. When he sensed that something was about to happen, he didn't complain nor talk it out.
他只是跟他的父亲同行，二人同行，跟他的心意是相通的。
So he went on with his father. The two of them walked together, that they have the same heart.
所以你看第九节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把坛筑好，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
So verse 9 says, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
在这里没有看见什么挣扎。
You didn't see that he was struggling.
可能亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛的时候，他的儿子以撒也在旁边帮忙。
Perhaps when Abraham was building an altar, Isaac was there to help out.
这个柴是在以撒的身上，当亚伯拉罕从他背上拿下来放在地上，又把它放在坛上的时候。
The wood was on the back of Isaac when Isaac laid it down and then set it on the altar.
以撒也在那里帮忙。
The Isaac must be helping there.
当他伸手捆绑他的儿子以撒的时候
，When he reached his hand out to bind his son，
这里没有记载以撒他有什么反抗。
The Bible did not record that Isaac was fighting back。
一直到他放在坛的柴上面了。我拿刀要杀他的儿子。
Abraham then reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son。
我们做广播节目讲究玄透啊。做所有的广播剧、连续剧都要讲究制造气氛。
We are in radio ministry. We emphasize the sense of suspense that in the program we want to create that suspense moment.
你可以想象，你们可以想象什么配乐吗
？You can think about the accompanying music. What would that be？
是什么样的配乐呢？
How will we have the accompanying music?
你知道我们训练弟兄姊妹来做短宣的时候，都要教他们怎么用音乐的效果。
When we train brothers and sisters in our short-term mission, we want to train them how to use the sound effect of the music.
弟兄姊妹，即使今天我们没有音乐的人，你用想象力可以想象，这个时候是叫千钧一发。
Even we don't have the music here, but you can imagine that at the split of the second.
亚伯拉罕已经捆绑了他的儿子以撒，把他放在坛上。
Abraham bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar.
火种已经在那里。
The fire was there.
亚伯拉罕拿起刀来要杀他的儿子。
Abraham took the knife, was about to slay his son.
就在这时候，不迟不早。
At this moment, not a second earlier or later.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说我在这里。
The angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied.
天使说你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。
Do not lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Do not do anything to him.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们说亚伯拉罕的信心，他相信即使他的儿子死了，即使以撒被焚烧献为燔祭了，神也能叫他从死里复活。
Brothers and sisters, just now we talk about Abraham's faith that even Abraham had sacrificed.Isaac, even Isaac is dead, but God can raise him from the dead.
这里神给亚伯拉罕的誓言是什么？
What is the test that God gave to Abraham?
神从亚伯兰的身上顺服，他看见的是什么？
From Abraham's obedience, what did God see?
看见亚伯拉罕向神完全没有保留。
That he see that he realized that Abraham had no reservations towards God at all.
弟兄姊妹，想到这一点，我觉得我们都很惭愧。
As we come to this point, I feel like we are to feel ashamed.
我自己特别觉得侍奉主三十年了，还是一样惭愧。
I myself, especially, I have been in the ministry serving the Lord for 30 years. I still feel ashamed.
还有很多的保留。
For I still have many reservations.
向着神还有很多的保留。
I still have many reservations towards God.
没有一次读到这里，心里面不觉得说亚伯兰真是了不起。
There's never a time when I read this part that I wouldn't say Abraham is really great.
你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
You have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在生命中间有什么是为了自己保留，不能给神的没有？
Is there anything, brothers and sisters, in our life that we withhold from God? We do not want to give it to God.
在创世纪二十二章的时候，这里讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
In Genesis chapter 22 here, it talked about Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
在 Orange County 那里聚会刚开始的时候，我知道，我记得非常清楚。第一次传讲信息，我就是讲创世纪二十二章。
I remember when I began the ministry in this church in Orange County, the first sermon, I remember vividly that I preached on Genesis 22.
二十几年过来，现在再一次看这节圣经，再一次讲这段圣经。
Twenty some years have gone by. Now that once again I preach on this passage, I still see myself that I have many reservations towards God.
但是这里神见证亚伯拉罕，你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Here God had testified for Abraham, you have not withheld from me anything, even your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹，这里以撒所表现的那个完全的顺服，也是非常人所能做到的。
And here, what the obedience Isaac has shown is really beyond ordinary people.
如果你从预表的立场来看，这里的以撒预表像耶稣基督一样的顺服。
From the perspective symbols, here Isaac symbolizes the total obedience of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有把这个地方拿来做个？比尼，这里是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。
Have you ever tried to make analogy or a comparison out of it? Here, it's what happened between Abraham and his son Isaac.
那一面是神和他的儿子耶稣。
And another side is God and his son Jesus.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你没有留下你独生的儿子。”
God said to Abraham that you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有读到在罗马书第八章里面，保罗也这样告诉我们
？Have you read in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul says the same thing.
神没有留下一样好处不给我们。
God has never withheld anything, any goodness from us.
甚至连他的儿子耶稣基督也给了我们。
And even his son, Jesus Christ, he has given him to us.
怎么给的？
How did he give him to us?
在这里我们读到亚伯兰要伸手要杀以撒。
Here we talked about that when Abraham was about to slay his son.
神的使者拦住他，不许他这样做，一点不可害他。
The angel of God stopped him and told him, do not do any harm to his son.
但是当耶稣基督神的儿子为我们钉在十字架上的时候
But when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified for us on the cross,
神也没有差遣天使天君来拦阻这件事情
God did not send his angels to stop this thing.
主耶稣自己说我父岂不能差遣十二营中的天使来拦阻他被卖被捉拿被钉十字架吗
Jesus Christ then said that my father,Can he not send all the soldiers to stop me being crucified and all these things from happening?
这里一个对比太强烈了。
Such a contrast comparison.
我们看见亚伯拉罕，看见以撒，我们觉得自己赶不上。
When we see what happened to Abraham and Isaac, we feel like we could not catch up with them.
但是我们想一想神所做的事情。
But as we think deeply of what God has done,
他不愿意亚伯拉罕做的事情，他自己却让他的儿子耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
God spared Abraham from this thing, yet he was willing to sacrifice his son for our sake to be crucified for us.
并且在上十字架，耶稣基督来到地上为我们成全救恩，在这件事情上面。
On this matter of Jesus Christ came to this world to, give us the salvation that he was crucified.
父与子是完全同心同行的。
Father and son are totally in unison in their heart and in their steps.
神的旨意在这件事情上面借着他的儿子所成就的没有一点跟他自己所做的违背或两个人意见不一样的。
What the will of God has been fulfilled through his son that there's nothing these two would not do thatdifferent, that there's all the things that they would do the same.
当我们想到耶稣基督顺服的时候，
As we think of the obedience of Jesus Christ,
多次圣经里告诉我们说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Many a time that the Bible tells us that, Father, your good will is like this.
主耶稣不晓得多少次在门徒们面前说，我父啊，他说，这个燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜悦的。
Many a time Jesus would say to his disciples that all these burnt and sin offerings are not so pleasing to you.
但是我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
But I come in order to do your will.
他为什么把燔祭和赎罪祭在那里比呢？
Why would he talk about burnt and redeemed offerings?
其实这个比方就说出来，耶稣钉十字架就是我们的燔祭和赎罪祭。
But the comparison, they illustrate that when Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, that he would be our burnt and redeemed offerings.
神并不是要那些羊羔献为燔祭，他真正要的是看见耶稣基督照父神的旨意行，而耶稣基督是做了我们的赎罪祭，做了我们全身的燔祭。
God does not want to just only to see the lamb to be used as a burnt offering. What he wanted to see is Jesus Christ would do exactly as to the Father's will, that he would become the burnt and redeemed offerings for our sake.
所以世纪安才会说，看哪，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的。
That's why Baptist John would say that, Behold, the Lamb of God washes away the sins of people.
因着耶稣基督没有保留，完全的舍己，今天他为我们成全了完全的救恩。
Because of Jesus Christ's selfless, no reservations, sacrifice, that he had fulfilled the salvation for us.
底下这里创世纪所发生的事情不就是做到耶稣基督的事吗？
The following what happened in the book of Genesis, wouldn't that be considered as what happened to Jesus Christ?
当亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒做完了这些该做的事情，天使拦阻的时候，
When Abraham and Isaac did all they needed to do and then the angel interfered,
他看见在稠密的小树林中间有一只公羊扣在那里。
That he realized that in the thick that he saw a ram caught by its horns.
那一只羊羔就做了燔祭。
That ram then became the sacrifice.
而这个地方称作耶和华的山上必有预备。
And here the place is called the Lord will provide.
弟兄姊妹们，神所预备的是什么？
What did God provide?
神所预备的燔祭是什么？
What's the burnt offering that God provided?
神所预备的燔祭就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
That the burnt offering he prepared was his son Jesus Christ.
我们可以这样讲，当亚伯拉罕带着他的儿子在这三天的路程去到摩利亚山上要把他献为燔祭的时候，
We could say this that in the 3 days journey when Abraham took his son wanting to take him to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him as a burnt offering.
神也看着他的心与他们同去。
God had seen the whole thing that he went with them.
他也要看亚伯拉罕表演的好不好。
He wanted to see how Abraham would act.
他也要看以撒表演的好不好，或者表现的好不好。
He wanted to see how Isaac would behave.
在亚伯拉罕、以撒身上所表现的，神的心得到了满足。
Whatever that manifested in Isaac and Abraham, God's heart was satisfied.
当耶稣基督来到地上做我们救主的时候，当他活在地上做人的时候，
when Jesus Christ came to this earth to be Messiah, when he came to this world to be a human being.
神与他儿子的心紧紧地相连。
God's heart is closely connected with the heart of his son.
所以你听见天上有声音会说话。
So you hear the voice from heaven saying this.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son, my favorite, you ought to listen to him.
你听见人在那里作践，这是神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。
People testify that this is the Lamb of God, wash away the sins of people.
神的儿子耶稣基督做了完全的祭牲。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, became the offering.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是那些驴子。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not that donkey.
但如果你我今天像驴子一样，也参与这件事情，一同走过亚伯拉罕、以撒所走的路。
But if you were, and you and I were like the donkey that we took a part in this matter as we took the journey as Abraham and Isaac took.
我不知道你会怎样想，我会怎样想。
I don't know what you or I would think.
也许我们可以从亚伯拉罕身上学会顺服的功课。
Perhaps we can learn obedience from Abraham.
也许我们会看见自己在许多事情上面需要神的恩典来怜悯我们。
Perhaps we will realize in many things we need the grace of God to have mercy on us.
我想这只驴如果是非常聪明的话。
I wonder had this donkey be very smart.
他所看见的是一个大的图画。
That he could see a bigger picture.
多大呢？
How big would that be?
看见亚伯拉罕献以撒的意义。
He could see the meaning of Abraham sacrifice Isaac.
他也可以看见非常细的点。
He could see fine points.
看见亚伯拉罕心里有没有挣扎。
He could realize that whether Abraham had experienced struggles in his heart.
看见以撒他的态度是如何顺服。
He could see that how Isaac's attitude showed his obedience.
他也可以，也许可以像亚伯拉罕远远看见那个亚摩利亚山的时候，远远看见耶稣基督的日子，心里就欢喜。
Maybe he could be like Abraham as Abraham stood in the distance to see Mount Moriah, just like in the distance that he see the days of Jesus Christ, then he was joyful.
也许他有更好的眼光，一下能够看见耶稣基督五千年之后所要成就的事情。
Perhaps he could have a better vision to see all of a sudden in 5,000 years to come, he will see what Jesus Christ intended to fulfill.
我不晓得你认为这个驴子有多聪明。
I don't know how smart you think this donkey is.
但是神用这批驴子对我们说话。
But God used this donkey to speak to us.
求主帮助我们今天从创世纪二十二章里面。
We ask God to help us from chapter 22 of the book of Genesis.
看见神在他儿子身上为人类所成就救恩的计划。
To see that through his son, God wants to fulfill the salvation plan for human beings.
求主也叫我们从亚伯拉罕身上看见他的顺服。
We ask the Lord to help us to learn obedience of what Abraham has shown.
看见亚伯拉罕的信心。
To see his faith.
看见以撒的甘愿，看见以撒的顺服。
To observe Isaac's willingness and his obedience.
也许我们做不到像献为燔祭。
Perhaps we cannot reach that point to be like a burnt offering.
但是我们愿不愿意朝着这个方向走，让神有一天能够见证说，我知道你是爱我的，因为你没有留下一样，包括你独生的儿子不给我的。
But are we willing to move towards that direction so that one day when we see Jesus that he says, I know you love me because you have not withheld anything from me.
假如我们是这个驴子。
If we were this donkey.
我们也能不能对主说，主啊，谢谢你用了我，叫我们传扬神的大爱。
Could we say to the Lord, thank you for using us so that we can spread the great love of God.
我虽然没有可献上的。
Though I have nothing to offer up to.
但是我被记在圣经里面。
But I was written in the Bible.
我与亚伯拉罕、以撒跟他的仆人在这件事情上一同参与。
I took a part along with Abraham, Isaac and his servants.
你也使用了我传递这个信息。
You have used me to pass on this message.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是至少能够像 这个驴驹一样被神所使用来传递他的爱，传递神的爱。
And these brothers and sisters, perhaps we could be like this donkey to be used by God to spread His love.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，父啊，为着你献上你的儿子，为着你把你的儿子给我们，我们献上衷心的感谢和赞美并敬拜。
Father, we really want to offer our thanks, praise, and worship to you, for you have given us your Son.
因为耶稣基督他完全的顺服。
For the total surrender and obedience of Jesus Christ.
完成父神的旨意。
That he fulfilled the will of God, the will of Father.
使我们这些人蒙了救赎，有了恩典，能够得救。
So that we can be redeemed, we can receive your salvation, that we can be saved.
主，我们感谢你，像亚伯拉罕、像以撒这些列祖，他们的信心和他们所有的顺服，带给我们的榜样。
Lord, we want to thank you because, like Abraham, Isaac, all these are forefathers that their examples, their faith has shown us the example.
求主教导我们在这些事情上面能够长进，能够学习。
We ask the Lord to teach us so that we can grow, we can learn.
我们也感谢你，像这个小驴驹一样被记载在圣经里面，因为他与主的工作有份。
We also want to thank you, just like this little donkey, that it was written in the Bible that it has something to do with God's work.
求主也纪念我们，把我们的名字记在你的册上。
We ask the Lord to remember us so that our names could be written in your book.
主也使用我们，叫我们传扬神的恩典。
Lord, use us so that we can spread your grace.
在这么多被使用的驴驹中间，也算我们一份。
In the midst of so many donkeys that are used by you, count us in.
主耶稣，今天早晨我们再把自己的生命奉献给你。
Lord Jesus, this morning, once again, we want to offer our lives up to you.
求你悦纳。
Ask you accept with pleasure.
愿你荣耀你的名。
May you glorify your name.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.